NATO and Russia are establishing a new partnership to deal with issues such as international terrorism and arms control. A document creating the new NATO-Russian partnership was drawn up during a ministerial meeting in Reykjavik, Iceland. Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw labeled the agreement the funeral of the Cold War. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Under the agreement to be signed by President Vladimir Putin of Russia and the NATO heads of government meeting near Rome in 2 weeks, Russia will, for the first time, become an equal partner. The Secretary General of NATO, George Robertson, said the countries which had spent 40 years glowering across a wall of hatred and fear now had the opportunity to transform the way they interact.
We are meeting at the moment at a time of transformation. Concepts, normal concepts of security have been shattered. Traditional ways of doing business no longer work. And to preserve our collective security, institutions must transform themselves as well.
Robertson said the security threat can no longer be measured in terms of fleets of warships or tanks or planes. He said the Western allies needed to take bold steps to protect against the evolving new dangers, or history, he said, would not judge the alliance kindly. Previous efforts on establishing a framework for joint action foundered on the rocks of lingering suspicions and differences over crises such as the Balkans. But the terrorist attack in the United States on September 11th has put Russia and the NATO governments on a converging course. The aim now is to capitalize on the new positive mood. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell welcomed the historic new step, but also made clear the 19-member NATO alliance will preserve full control over its expanding membership and core military decisions.
We believe we can lay the foundation for increased cooperation between NATO and Moscow while fully protecting the alliance's ability to act independently. We hope this will open a new chapter in NATO-Russia relations.
The new NATO-Russia Council will meet each month on a detailed program covering the struggle against missile proliferation, terrorism, and theater missile defense. The Reykjavik meeting has also set the stage for the NATO gathering in November in Prague, where as many as 7 new countries could be invited to join the alliance. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.